From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture. Well, the Senate last night confirmed two Department of Agriculture officials, Stephen Sensky as Deputy Secretary of Agriculture and Ted McKinney as Under Secretary of Agriculture for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs. Now, the Senate confirmed the two on a voice vote. The action followed unanimous approval a day earlier by the Senate Ag Committee. Following the full Senate approval, Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts issued a statement saying he was pleased that the Senate acted swiftly. Roberts proclaimed, Secretary Perdue, help is on the way. Perdue's been the lone confirmed USDA-appointed official since his confirmation vote back in the spring. Perdue said the two would provide the steady leadership we need at USDA. Sensky comes from his position as CEO of the American Soybean Association, and McKinney comes from his position as Ag Director of Indiana. Well, future expectations for the agriculture economy turned lower in the latest monthly Ag Economy Barometer by CME Group and Purdue University. Now, released yesterday, the September reading of 132 was unchanged compared to August. However, the barometer's two sub-indices, the Index of Current Conditions and Index of Future Expectations, did shift in opposite directions. The Current Conditions Index rose to 135, while the Future Expectations Index fell to 130. Organizers of the survey say that while the decline in the Future Expectations Index was modest, it could be an indication that some of the optimism that surfaced among producers in late 2016 and early 2017 is eroding. Well, the barometer surveys 400 agricultural producers monthly. A rating below 100 is negative, while a rating above 100 indicates positive sentiment regarding the agriculture industry. Well, we're going to take a break here. However, when we come back, we're going to South Dakota. As a matter of fact, sheep producers attending this past weekend South Dakota Sheep Growers Convention in Brookings got an update on lamb production, research at SDSU, as well as their industry priorities for the upcoming farm bill. Well, guess what? We're going to talk about that when we come back. And we're also going to talk about what goes on with a GOP tax plan. That's all on your way on Inside Agriculture.